Some other news, the nation's largest retailer is electing to move into a new business. NPR has learned that Walmart sent out a proposal saying it wants to become the largest primary care provider in the U.S., healthcare. Here's Sarah Varney of member station KQED.
In the Walmart document obtained by NPR, the company is seeking vendors to help build a vast national primary care network. A Walmart spokesperson confirmed that the company had sent out what's known as a request for information to potential partners, but says it's too early in the process to comment. This isn't the first time Walmart has set its sights on healthcare. Back in 2007, the company announced plans to open 400 in-store health clinics. It never did hit that mark. Today, there are about 140 clinics that offer basic medical care, like diagnosing ear infections, school and camp physicals, and wart removal. But the Walmart document signals a much more ambitious menu of services, like managing all sorts of chronic illnesses, diabetes, asthma, hypertension, arthritis, even clinical depression and HIV. You could go to Walmart for an allergy or blood test, a urine culture, vaccination, even pregnancy checkups.
I think it's a really ambitious reimagination of what you can do in a retail clinic.
Bob Kocher is a health policy expert and a partner at the venture capital firm Venrock. Although many pharmacy chains have in-store clinics, they haven't taken off. But the sheer size of Walmart, with 3,500 stores and counting, and their ability to sign up employers, insurers, even hospital chains and doctors groups, could, Kocher says, make Walmart clinics a permanent part of the U.S. healthcare system.
And should lead to, as we've seen in every other sector Walmart's gone into, better prices for patients. And healthcare is one place where prices seldom fall, and there's not much competition around value.
Walmart has already flexed its supersized muscles, bringing $4 generics to its customers, says Ed Kaplan of the benefits consulting firm The Siegel Company. And Walmart, he says, could bring its massive purchasing power to just about anything.
If they do a better job at pushing down the acquisition costs of test strips and prescription drugs and other medical supplies, there's a fair amount of margin in the reimbursement system relative to a hospital or an office setting where a physician tends to mark up those medical supplies.
Kaplan says customers may be willing to trade their regular doctor for convenience and cost, but they're only willing to go so far.
I don't see it being successful if they don't really pay attention to the privacy concerns. I mean, there's one thing to bring your kid who's sneezing to that open space in a walk-in clinic, but it's different if you have a chronic disease and you really want some privacy.
Family physicians have long been vocal critics of retail clinics. Glenn Stream, president of the American Academy of Family Physicians, says Walmart's proposal takes healthcare in the wrong direction.
I would still be gravely concerned that this is going to fragment care at a time when we now clearly understand that people having a usual source of comprehensive and continuous care in a single location is one of the main features that drives high quality care, good patient health outcomes, and drives down cost.
And if you want to roll back prices, primary care is not the place to look, says Stream. Indeed, healthcare economists largely agree that the bloat is with specialty care, surgeries, fancy medical devices and the like, and that primary care is largely underfunded. Stock analysts who cover Walmart are skeptical of the company's ambitions to become the largest provider of primary care. Colin McGranahan with Sanford Bernstein says Walmart is really good at logistics and store operations, but healthcare is an entirely different beast.
It is a very, very different business than retailing. It requires extremely different competencies, not many of which I would think Walmart has today. And so it's a business and a market that lots and lots of very smart people have tried to streamline and figure out over time. And I think it's flummoxed most of those folks.
Walmart's tagline, save money, live better, seems an apt goal for the healthcare industry. It may be a question of whether consumers are willing to pass by those eager Walmart greeters on their way to get a physical. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.
And that story was produced with the help of Kaiser Health News and Oregon Public Broadcasting. You heard it on Morning Edition from NPR News.